Damon, I just got to get the quick news from you, bro. What's happening with your house?
So basically what's happened, Boone, is that my wife had been in this house before we got married. We've been married for a year and a half, and she went up for a loan modification due to her medical issues and being placed on workman's comp or short-term disability. And then basically Bank of America kept on forestalling all these different pieces of paperwork they're requesting for the loan modification. And what they wind up doing was pushing that request past the year window of when you can plead your case, basically, for the loan modification. They denied it. I got involved at that point, went with the veterans group who turned me over to the CCCS out of Dallas, and they said we legally qualify for the loan modification due to me getting ready to go through the medical retirement board and the fact my wife is on short-term disability. And Bank of America basically said no, and they went ahead and issued a foreclosure date and a sale date just that quick.
You know what? I've heard a lot about this loan modification stuff that was put in place that literally banks are not adhering to. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They're holding on to the money. It's a big scam. It's a big game. And it sounds like that's affected you. Come back next week. Let's open this up. But let's let the warfighter community know that one of the issues that caused this inability to do that loan modification is how they were looking at you as a disabled veteran, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, we got to talk about that. We're going to get more information. So get the facts straight. Come back next week. We'll turn it into a sabotage segment.
Will do. Thanks, Boone.
All the way, brother.
Happy New Year to you, brother.
Hey, same to you. Stay safe. Man, that's disheartening. That's disheartening. Our best out to Damon.